values are often challenged. It requires bravery to stand firm in our beliefs, defending freedom, identity, and the principle we hold dear. A few weeks ago, discussions like these were prohibited in Brussels, a city meant to symbolize our shared European house. So, first of all, let me open my reflection today by thanking the organizer of CIVET and Prime Minister of Hungary and President of Fidesz, Viktor Orban, for hosting this event and emphasizing the commitment they are showing in putting together a broad conference dedicated to our conservative values. We are 40 days from the European elections. As usual, the elections will blend national political issues with broader concerns that impact us all. To address this, DCR has developed an electoral program accommodating our diverse political views. Treaties govern the European Union. This detail is not trivial. It implies that our system of governance is nowadays based more on a technical agreement rather than on a fundamental political pact. As a result, the executive institution of the EU tends to be a bureaucratic giant more than a political body. We, as conservatives, firmly believe in the need for politics to effectively govern Europe. It is essential to recognize that politics, the direct expression of the people's will, must lead, not elect. Our primary goal is to protect our nations from losing their powers. Since the DCR party was established, we have identified ourselves as a reformist, advocating for the European Union to reduce its control over national governments. Preserving national sovereignty is our critical line of defense. We want to conserve the EU's original vision, a confederation of sovereign states. We resist further centralization of the EU and any expansion of qualified majority voting into new areas. Our guiding principle is do less Europe, do better, with subsidiarity directing our course. We are committed to strengthening the defense industry in Europe, fostering closer cooperation between the EU and NATO, and investing in advanced technology and security measures. We strongly denounce the act of aggression against Ukraine and Israel, and it is essential to stand with nations that have been unjustly attacked and uphold international law to achieve lasting peace. The EU must help member states manage migration flows and not force its citizens to accept irregular migrants without their consent. We propose a comprehensive border security strategy covering all possible entry points, including air, land, and sea border. We are also committed to strengthening agencies like Frontex and Europol to help member states reinforce our external borders. With solid external borders, we can better ensure the safety and security of both our citizens and those who legitimately seek protection within our borders. Internally, we must stress the importance of effective integration that respects and supports European values and lifestyles. We are conservative, also and above all, because we strongly oppose cancel culture. As Europeans, we stem from a tree deeply rooted in millennial thoughts, philosophies, religious teachings, and cultural and artistic innovation. We propose a completely different approach to the Green Deal than the EU has promoted over the last 5 years. Our plan supports a more balanced and localized climate strategy that considers ordinary people and prioritizes socio-economic well-being. We aim to protect farmers, breeders, fishermen, citizens and businesses, and to defend common sense against the extreme ideological pressures that currently dominate the European institutions. We endorse a balanced approach that acknowledges the essential role of those working with nature while advancing sustainability efforts. We are committed to boosting EU economic growth by reducing bureaucratic hurdles and ensuring regulation produces clear benefits, promoting fair competition in state aid and streamlining the services market. Our approach is rooted in bold liberal conservative principles. We envision a future where the EU excels through free trade, leading to unparalleled economic prosperity. We will pursue a rule-based, mutually advantageous approach to maximize our economic potential and sustain global trade ties, diversifying our trade relationship, minimizing dependencies and creating a resilient supply chain with adequately addressing unfair trade practices. We aim to boost the EU's autonomy by focusing on logistic infrastructures, new technologies and the supply of energy and raw materials. We strive to return strategic production to Europe, adhering to the principle of being as open as possible, as closed as necessary. And let me say something about the ECR party leader in Italy, Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Her approach has revealed how it can be an engine of change from within. Giorgia Meloni found the language and ways to interact effectively with existing structures, showing that real change is achieved through constructive engagement. She has shown that it is possible to work from within to improve and make the system more responsive to the needs of the citizens we represent. Firmness in principles and openness in dialogue. This is the conservative way to run Europe. The mission of the European Conservatives is not to give up on the European dream. On the contrary, we intend to put it back on the right track. In the political season that will open on the 10th of June, we have the opportunity we so long hoped of ever having again. We will need courage and clarity, passion and common sense. These are our founding values. We will just have to work to turn them into bricks to rebuild our Europe. Let us win this good fight and get to work.